Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, and I have our psychic, Dale. How is everybody doing?
Great! Aloha, Dale.
Aloha, Barb.
How are y'all doing?
So good to hear you. It seems like yesterday, though. I mean, time just... Okay. I want to just say something. If I'm saying, I don't have time for this, I don't have time for anything, my day slips away, my minutes slip away, then that's what's going to be, right? Because I'm putting that into the universe, and I realize I keep saying this to the universe out loud all the time. Oh, my God, what happened to the day? Oh, my goodness. I've never known the day to slip by that quickly. So I decided to change that and say, I'm so grateful for all of this wonderful time I have to put into this project.
Well, yeah. Yeah, exactly what you said is right. It's 100% right. And that, again, goes having to do with the secret and, you know, all that, you know, all that stuff. I wanted to bring up a couple of things that are important to me.
Okay,
that's
great.
Okay. All right. Well, I went to have my coronavirus shot today. And
good.
Nobody's asked.
no
reaction.
That's so great. I've been waiting to hear about that.
And Richard had his, he's 92. But he slept through most of the day. But I don't think that's a shot. I don't know. But anyway, we didn't have to wait. We had appointments, and because Richard's 92 and I'm his caretaker, we went together and. We got right away. I mean, there was just like bing, bang, boom, you know, done. And then you got to sit in the car for 15 minutes to make sure you don't have any reaction, you know, and we did that. And then I went and got a taco, but I mean, it was fun. That was one thing.
Did you get the vaccine sitting in your vehicle, or you go in, get it, then sit in your car for the results?
No, you sit in your car and they come to you.
Wow. That's safe.
Yeah,
Yeah,
they come to you. And I also heard Walgreens is giving it here as well.
That is, well, they are doing it with pharmacies now,
Yeah,
so the pharmacies are doing it. All you have to do is make an appointment. It's, I don't know what goes on there, but everybody's a little bit different. But Nevada kind of is, they're getting pretty advanced on it, you know, so that's all good. But I had another thing to bring up, and I don't know if you'd be interested. Are you interested at all?
Of course we are. Right, Johnny? I'm interested in hearing whatever Dale has to say. Of course I am.
He has a tooth problem. I have a knee problem. You have a shoulder problem. We're doing really well. But
no.
Other than that, I was watching Robert Culp's show. Now, he has passed away, and it's on Prime Video. If you put up Robert Culp, and there's this show on, I have to ask my husband, but it's more on people, spiritual things that happen to people that have saved their lives for no reason. The show is like major interesting.
Did you say that the people have been saved, and it's their stories of like a survival? They've been saved, or they saved a person from dying?
No, it's like a baby falls into a pool, and you know the baby died but came back, and then the mother, for no reason, jumps out of bed and says, I got to go find my child, and boom, saves her life. Stuff like that is on the show. There's another one I've really been interested in, near-death experiences. And this one woman has, I mean, I think you'll find this very interesting, Barbara, because this is the second time I've heard this. She died, major car accident or whatever, and she said she talked to God and angels, and they told her things of the future and of the now. And in three of the things that I picked up on, I was blown away. He showed her another planet out in galaxies that when people, you know, evil people are bad and you wonder where do they go or are they forgiven or whatever, their spirit lives out of Earth, you know, their spirit lives out of Earth and it goes to this planet. Now, what goes on there, I don't know, but the planet's like triple the size of Earth, and he showed it to her. And that made sense to me. It somehow made, like, a knowing feeling. But she was telling all kinds of things of, you know, under near-death experience that even I wouldn't know or think of, and I was excited about it. I got so excited to the point that I was hoping in the near future we could do a show, you know, on air about people who've had near-death experiences and have them talk. Excuse me one second. Could it be a miracle? Is the show with Robert Cole?
Could it be a miracle?
Have you
seen
that?
But I didn't tune in, but I saw that because I have the Prime too, and I thought, not in the mood right now. But now that you've described it, that is so interesting. If it's really real story,
real story.
Nobody can deny.
I have a question. Dale, isn't one of your friends, Damian Brinkley, didn't he have a near death experience?
Of course he did. He had several. He got hit by lightning two or three times and had.
Yes, I've had him on my show before. It was on the show before. He read for me. He gave me a reading. He's really nice guy, Barbara. I took a course.
Who?
I'll tell you what it is.
Daniel
Brinkley.
Saved by the Light is his movie.
Yeah, parapsychology. I took a course in parapsychology. And there was a guy that taught the course named Bill Rule. Well, Bill Rule and Danny Brinkley were real close. I mean, they were just really close. And Danny Brinkley used to work with a guy named Raymond Moody. And I don't know if you're friends with Raymond Moody, Dale, but...
I'm not friends with him, but I don't know if he's still alive. I mean, he's on Robert Culp's show. You know, about the miracles. I know he's done that, but I don't know if he's still alive. I know Danion doesn't talk to him anymore for whatever reason. I don't know, but I'm real good friends with his wife, Kat. Yeah, why doesn't he talk to him?
It has something to do with Bill Rule. It has to do, I think what it is Bill Rule. You know, what I remember about Bill Rule is that he was a really nice guy. He was Denmark, Danish. About 80 years old, you know, just a real, you know, sweet guy. And he taught our class, and I took two classes from him. And the introduction to the parapsychology class was interesting because he would take, not the classes that we had, but he would take classes to haunted houses. And he would do all sorts of stuff. It was an interesting guy.
What does that have to do with Danion not liking him?
I think there was something that Danion Brinkley said that Raymond Moody did something to Bill Rule that was wrong or something, and I don't really know what that was.
I don't know. You're not. That's not making sense.
It's
I'll
all
I'll
I heard.
That
that's
then.
All I heard.
So the listener probably is as well. I'm not following it.
Not following it either.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Show, though. That's a cult? What is it? How do you spell it?
It hasn't just left the room.
Okay. But I think you said the cult or...
Miracles.
Something like that. The miracles. Okay.
I'll, I'll find
I know
it.
I'm thinking about the cult.
What?
Okay, I want to watch that.
I don't know.
I like real documentaries that are interesting.
I'll only
watch real stuff.
This is real. Okay, but what I'm hoping for is that we can do a show in the near future, people who have died and came back, and what they have to say about it. And I know it's happened to me on two occasions. And I just want to know, you know, I just think I thought that would be interesting.
Yeah, I felt myself slipping away, but I brought myself back. But I never went into a place where I actually was gone and came back. But I have had outer body experiences a couple times since I've lived here, which have been amazing. Wow.
I've had those too. But I'm not talking about having
a near-death experiences.
Near-death experiences, out of body. You know, people to tell their side of the story and see if I can make some sense out of it.
Oh, that would be fun. Okay. I think
that
you'd
be into.
I've met somebody or two people. I know, you know, that you've come across in life and they have gone through that. I know it. I just have to just think, who was that? But I think it may be a family member, almost like Aunt Diane. Remember, she was on the show. She got hit by a car as a pedestrian in New York City, and she flew 55 feet and was in the hospital, critical condition for 6 months. So, I think it was her. I think she had one of those near death experiences.
Okay.
So I'll contact her. And then you,
okay.
Dale. Wow.
Well, I've had.
I can't wait to hear about yours.
And I've had out of body too. Many. Yeah, I've had two of those. The one I'll tell you about real quick. I was in gym class at school in New Jersey. And you know those bars that the gym teacher wants you to go up and then you grab a rope and you swing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you... Well, I didn't want to go. And she demanded that I go up those stairs. And I, you know, put out a big fuss and she demanded, you know. Anyway, so I went. When it came time for the rope, I missed it. And I fell about 6 feet. And I went unconscious. And I totally went unconscious. And I was in a black void. I was trying to find my way out. And I couldn't find my way out. And then finally, when I did, I woke up screaming because I dreamt the whole thing and it happened. Then I woke up. And it turned out
I had
concussion.
But then you really know that it happened, though, because it's so real, even though it's a dream.
It wasn't a dream. I fell. I technically fell and went unconscious.
But it felt like
took
a dream.
No.
What was it like?
No.
Was it horrible? Was it like crawling?
Horrible.
Where you try to run and you can't. You're in slow motion. Was it something
like
that?
I was trying to find my way back. I was trying to find my way out. And I couldn't in that particular case.
Why do you think that happened? Why?
I don't know.
Why did you
I was
not,
a little
you
kid.
You weren't ready to go? You weren't ready to die? You were fighting to stay alive? Why? Why is it almost?
No, I wasn't fighting to stay alive. I was fighting to get out of the dark. I mean, it wasn't a dream. It was a reality, you know, and that's the best I could say. Anyway, let's save this for another show because I have a whole bunch of stories to tell.
All right. First one is area code 310.
Okay.
Hi, how are you?
You're up.
Hi.
Great. How are you? What's your name?
This is Vince.
I knew it.
Oh, Vince.
Hi.
Vince,
hi.
I talked with you. You
yes,
called
you
me.
Yes, you did.
And then what happened?
So I wanted to let you know that on Monday I got a call from my employer, and they said that because they claimed that I violated some company policy, they terminated me. So
okay.
at
but that,
this
that's a
point,
good thing, remember?
Nah, I don't feel good about it because it's just so heartbreaking for me. But at this point, the union has stepped in. They put in a grievance. And if I lose the grievance, then I most likely imagine I will. The next step is the union is going to turn everything over to the union attorneys, and they're going to see if there's enough that they can file arbitration on my behalf. So that's
okay.
where I stand right now.
All right. I can't talk real long on the phone. In this week we did
yeah.
talk. And the reason I said that's good, it's great. It's excellent. You don't see it now, but you will see it in the future. You are working 7 days a week. You are sleeping in your car. You are giving up your life for this company, okay?
Yes, I was.
You need a life. I mean, the universe is talking to you and saying, do you want to drop dead or do you want to live? That is what is going on. So you are qualified. You can get another job in 2 minutes near where you live or not too far away and don't have to go through that and still have a life. And if you make a little less, it's no big deal, but you're very qualified.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry you know what? You're not getting that job back, so just quit moaning it. You have new stuff that you're going to be looking at in the future, and it's all good. And that's the best I can say. And if you don't want to agree with me, I'm sorry for you. But you'll call
me
back.
No, I do, but it's just hard to see right now because of everything that I've gone through with the company.
Okay, so what are we going to do? Sit and cry over it for the next 15, 20, 30 minutes? I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
You're fine. You are fine. Move forward.
All right.
Definitely move forward because you have so much coming your way. It's ridiculous.
Awesome.
Okay.
And we
otherwise,
about
you won't
that.
Let it in. If you keep moaning and groaning, and it's going to attract more down, down, down. So just be excited about what's coming, what Dale is saying. Be excited about it. Believe it. Because then it will come faster. Well, it will. It will come more quickly to you with that mindset.
And
so
you know
right.
the company
you
talked
so
about that
calling.
Hired you before? Call them back again.
I already did, and because I told them that I had reapplied and everything, and they denied me.
For now?
Oh,
so,
come on. Then forget them. They weren't the right one for you. And
yeah.
you know what? That opens the door for the one that is the perfect fit for you, where you could be yourself. And not
they only
drunk.
Denied you because you denied them in the beginning. Anyway, we got to move on, Vince, and I wish you the best, okay?
All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Vince.
Thank you.
And wow, that's wonderful, Dale, that Vince did get a one-on-one with you then after the last Friday show. That's
awesome.
Yeah,
and I tried to tell him, and I showed him all the good points that are coming out of this. Can you imagine working 7 days a week, sleeping in your car and doing what you do and being accused of something you didn't do? And he still wants it, and he has to drive 2 hours to get there, or 2 or 4 hours to get there. Come on.
Oh.
You know, let's try something else, all right?
Yeah.
I think that what I'm going to do is I'm going to give the number out because the number is 516-531-9874. Because I'm still trying to screen this next caller, but you have a caller. I just need to make sure they can be screened.
Okay. That number is Life, Laughter, Happiness. While we're broadcasting, so write it down, everybody. And plus, it's everywhere you can find it. But Dale, wow, I'm so glad that you came across this show and then you thought of this idea to tell your story because
Well, that was one of them. That was just one.
Wow.
That was one. But that's why I said I want you to really go on Roku and look for near death experiences. They have
okay,
shows.
Okay, so it's on Roku.
Yeah, on Roku. Near death experiences. And there's shows on top of shows on top of shows. And that Robert, just pick up, okay, on Prime, do you have Amazon.com Prime or do you have Prime
yes,
Video?
I do. I have that, yes. And Roku,
okay,
yes.
So if you have Prime, just put up Robert Culp's name. And it'll
okay.
list something about it must be a miracle. Is it a miracle?
Oh, that's
what
his
show.
You said Culp. It's Robert Culp. Okay. Thank you.
Culp.
I'm always
C-U-L-P.
Looking for good things. Okay.
Yeah. Robert Culp. C-U-L-P.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I
and
did
the
hear
reason
that.
We may be a little slow today because, again, everybody's preparing for Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
That's true, yeah.
And every time
so
there's a
it.
Holiday or whatever, they just like, forget about us and they got to go get their food.
My Seahawks
okay,
are
John.
Not playing, so I don't care.
Because
my team's not playing.
But one guy bet $3.4 million on Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
With, he said, plus with the overage or underage or something, point. That's
I actually
crazy.
Do care. I love football. I do care. I'm going to choose who I like to root for somebody. So I'm going to root for Kansas City because, you know, Nick the Kick, he was on our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. We interviewed him. He's a Hall of Famer, a kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs. And, you know, he was on the show, and that was cool.
Oh.
So
who does Tom Brady play for?
It's the new team that he plays for, isn't it? The Buccaneers, or because it used to be the New England, the Patriots, and then he, after all those years of being the top quarterback, then he changed to I think it's called the Buccaneers.
Well,
so,
I mean, he's in the
good.
Super Bowl, so is he
oh,
with
yeah.
Tampa Bay or is he with the one?
Yeah,
you
Buccaneers,
like?
Buccaneers.
No, well,
Kansas
okay.
City Chiefs, and that. I mean, I like Tom Brady too, but. I'm just saying I want to root for who we know who is the alumni of the Kansas City Chiefs, which Johnny is not here, I guess, to say, yeah, I remember Nick the Kick. Nick Lowry,
I'm here to
he was
Nick
a big time kicker. He's in the Hall of Fame of the Kansas City Chiefs. He was on the show. So I am choosing out of the two of those teams, I'm going to root for the Kansas City Chiefs. Plus, I do like the quarterback a lot.
Okay. Is Richard on? I don't even know who's on.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know where
Johnny. Johnny.
No.
Johnny.
Johnny. Is Richard on? I mean, is he?
I mean, what do you have to ask the person, the caller who's calling? I mean, okay.
No,
cares?
No. I don't know what he's doing. All we require is that you just give us your name, where you're from, and ask a specific question. So I don't know what
uh-huh.
he's screaming. Or
I don't know. Well,
why
we, had
he's
weird, we had that weirdo, remember, call. And it was
we have
not
a lot
even,
of weirdos.
Not even like a topic we were on. We called
Johnny,
lying.
Are
yeah,
you
I was
there?
Able to, yeah, I'm here. Sure. I was able to screen the caller. There's a caller ready to be put through. I was able to screen this person. I'm going to go ahead and put this person through.
No, wait, Johnny, we want to know what you are doing when you're screening somebody. What are you doing?
Oh, what I do is I go and I talk to the person. Here's what I do, just you know. If there's a caller that I see on the end there, I screen them to make sure that they're not going to be going on saying anything lewd, obviously. And I make sure, like I just now, with this lady that I just talked to, I make sure, do you have a specific question for Dale? Because you always ask for specific questions. I take the person aside and I talk to them is what I do. And while I take that person aside, I can't hear you. You guys are talking, but that's what I'm doing.
You can
okay,
hear
well, you don't,
and not hear us.
You can just ask them to ask for a specific question. That's it. I mean, I don't want
well,
to know
yes,
anything
but
about
I need
you.
To make sure that they're not. I need to make sure that it's not somebody vulgar. We've had people
well, how
on the show
can you
before.
Make sure?
I mean,
well,
don't
you
have
well,
a
you know,
vulgar?
You
don't and,
no,
you have a
yeah,
kill switch?
Telling,
I mean,
there's ways of telling. But what? Anyway, I'm going to put this caller through. It's okay. Area code 347.
Hi, caller. You're on.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah.
What's your name?
The question. My name is.
So, what is your name?
Aaliyah.
And where are you from? Oh, Johnny really screened this one. Where are you from?
Brooklyn, Johnny. New York.
Might want to turn up her volume. We can't even hear her talk.
New York.
Is there somebody calling?
Yeah.
I got it, New York. Okay. What's
yeah,
your
I mean,
question,
it's,
dear?
It's,
Johnny?
Hello?
Johnny.
Can you hear me?
Johnny.
Yeah.
Can you
I'm
hear
here.
Me? Cut
yes, I
the
can
call.
Hear you.
I can hear you.
Call.
I can hear you.
What's your
well,
question?
She has a radio.
Yeah, I wanted to ask like about money. As far as like
Johnny
cut it.
Johnny?
She wants to know about money,
yep.
But you have to tell us your name. Hi, what's your name, caller?
Aaliyah.
Hi, Aaliyah. Do you have a specific question for Dale Shear?
Yes, I was asking, like, do you see, like, me working, like, in the next 3 months?
I see you working right away.
How?
Johnny, we're having a hard time,
yes,
okay?
I'm here.
Okay,
I'll,
you
I
need
can hear
to
you.
Tell her to call back at a different time, all right?
Well, I need to
but
call
I
back
hear you.
I'm told this was with you.
Does Johnny? I'm getting upset. I'm going to hang up.
I already deleted the call. There we go.
Okay, thank
I just,
you. I mean, a lot you're screening, dude. You know, someone who, never mind. Okay.
I mean, you have
you
to
have,
say, hey, say your name and your question. I mean, Johnny,
yeah.
If you didn't get very far with her, we certainly are not going to. So, no
yeah,
wonder that took you forever.
I know.
We're like, what is he doing? I mean, it sounds like she's in some parking garage. Okay. You know, I'd rather
yeah,
talk to Dale about herself, right? I mean, come on. You either want to get on and go into the right way or you don't, okay? Yeah.
Okay, Johnny, what's going on?
Callers.
Do you have someone else or what's going
yeah.
on?
What's going on?
No, we don't, but we have Richard. So we can put Richard on if you like or.
Oh,
no, we don't have any calls. But,
well, I think
God.
We should cut this show short today. What do you think, Barbara? I don't know.
Yeah, I've got my heating pad around my neck, and I'm going to be working on my shoulder.
And
I
have
and
my
I
knee.
Work
right
and he's got to work
and,
on
and
I
it's Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl Sunday. I mean, coming. I mean, people are
yeah.
busy. And we
yeah.
got to realize this. We got to realize
this. I get the 9-layer dip. Ingredients and stuff. No,
what?
I've got a lot to do. Yeah.
Me too.
Super Bowl
okay,
party.
So you could do this shout out and we'll try this again next week until
okay.
Johnny gets
well,
it right.
We have
so
had
somebody gets it right.
Show. This one
hmm?
Was a little odd.
I'm sorry,
okay,
everyone.
But everybody tune in
you
next
You don't have
Friday.
To be sorry, Johnny. Just we. It's our, all our faults that we. Did not recognize that it's Super Bowl Sunday and we're doing a show. Wrong. Okay.
Just make sure
holidays.
You go to your counselor, Johnny, and call up down for your private consult. And here's the number, everybody. After the show is over, momentarily, you can book Dale Shear privately. I know a lot of you get shy, so here's her number. 808-372-1816.
And she will look forward to hearing from you and helping you, just like our first caller. He was great, Vince. I mean, he called you up.
I know, but he had called me before. So let's move on. Let's do the shout out. You know,
we're done. I did it. Hey, everybody, call us on YouTube. And we love you. Thanks for listening. And have a great night.
Well, good night,
Aloha, Dale.
Aloha,
buddy. Good night.